first-time writer Austin Grossman had, in one sense, a conventional education, high school, college, grad school. But his real education came outside the classroom. It didn't get him a degree, but it taught Grossman what he needed to know how to write his debut novel. Rick Kluffel of member station KUSP offers up this chapter in our occasional series, First Books.
Austin Grossman's first novel, Soon I Will Be Invincible, has been called a great American superhero novel. It's a comic book world approached with a memoir-like sensibility.
I'm the smartest man in the world. Once I wore a cape in public and fought battles against men who could fly, who had metal skin, who could kill you with their eyes. I fought Corefire to a standstill, and the Super Squadron, and the Champions. Now I have to shuffle through a cafeteria line with men who tried to pass bad checks. Now I have to wonder if there will be chocolate milk in the dispenser, and whether the smartest man in the world has done the smartest thing he could with his life.
The story is told in alternating chapters, the musings of Dr. Impossible and the anxieties of Fatale, a junior superheroine who has just been invited to join the Champions. Grossman is now pursuing a PhD in literature, but that wasn't always the plan.
Point of fact, as an undergraduate, I was a psychology major. Things took a bit of a left turn when I graduated. This was in 1992, when computer games weren't quite the hot stuff they are now. It was a little more of a hobby industry. That was when it all went so wrong. I literally answered an ad in the Boston Globe in the classified section. I went and interviewed at the office, and it was awesome. It was full of Nerf toys, and they had this amazing game they had just done.
And there Grossman found an unusual place to begin his education as a novelist, creating elaborate scenarios and writing snatches of dialogue for video games.
Computer games sort of became my substitute MFA program. That was kind of my long sort of apprenticeship as a writer. I got to write this crazy sort of pulp stuff, this pastiche fiction and science fiction. And it was enormously liberating.
But not liberating enough.
I wanted more. I wanted to step into that world as fully as possible. And also to sort of slow down the storytelling process a little bit, to really savor how cool it is to hang out with superheroes.
The result was Soon I Will Be Invincible, a comic book without the illustrations. In this reading from the novel, supervillain Dr. Impossible, residing in a jail cell, offers readers his resume.
I'm not a criminal. I didn't steal a car. I didn't sell heroin or steal an old lady's purse. I built a quantum fusion reactor in 1978 and an orbital plasma gun in 1979 and a giant laser-eyed robot in 1984. I tried to conquer the world and almost succeeded, 12 times and counting.
Grossman started the book in the late 90s while still working in the computer game industry.
It didn't really get serious until I went to graduate school at Berkeley. And I just kind of wanted to write something different. So I started writing about this supervillain and so forth. And I wanted to see if people got it or if they ran screaming from the room. And people actually sort of liked it.
And so Grossman continued jotting down the thoughts of his imagined superheroes wherever inspiration struck.
I actually drive with a spiral notebook on the passenger side because I was that much of a frustrated writer at that point that I would do anything. So I threw it over to the side of the road and started scribbling down what became chunks of the first chapter of this book.
Grossman's eccentric education gave him the insight to understand comic book characters' psychological hang-ups, computer game expertise to map out their battles, and the writing chops to give readers the experience of hanging out with superheroes. For NPR News, I'm Rick Kluffel.